Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gauhar Chisate. Naglen government has relaxed the ban on single-use plastic or plastic bottles below 1 litre till 30th of November with conditions. It said the relaxation was initiated in order to address the problems faced by the industry and in the larger interest of the public. The state government directed all retailers, wholesalers and manufacturers of products using single-use plastics or plastic bottles below 1 litre to dispose the existing stocks within the relaxation period. During the relaxation period, all the manufacturers and suppliers should take effective steps for collection and disposal of waste plastic bottles. The Federation of Naglen Packaged Drinking Water Manufacturer Association are also asked to implement the buyback scheme as proposed during the period. The government also directed the deputy commissioners to disseminate information to all the urban local bodies and village authorities for strict compliance, ensuring collection and safe disposal of waste plastics in their respective jurisdictions. Further, as per the notification issued on 10th July 2024, all other items and conditions would remain the same. One person, namely Selene Suro, has been convicted and sentenced to undergo rigorous imprisonment of 20 years for sexual assault on a minor girl. The Principal District and Sessions Judge and Special Judge, POCSO Act Kohima, Mezavolati Thirie, in her verdict yesterday, has imposed 5,000 rupees fine to the convict. The judgment also stated that, in default of payment of the fine, the convict will undergo another simple imprisonment of 1 year. The convict was arrested for sexual assault on a minor girl below 12 years of age. The accused is also sentenced for commission of aggravated sexual assault with rigorous imprisonment for a period of 5 years and a fine of 1,000 rupees, in default of the payment of fine, simple imprisonment of 6 months. The case was investigated by UBSI Jesevino Yoshe and the trial was conducted by Special Public Prosecutor L. Sashimongla Jamir. Further, the judge directed the Kohima District Legal Authority to process for payment of compensation to the victim, if not recommended earlier. With an effort to provide marketing support to tribal artisans, Puravattar Adi Bazaar was inaugurated by Minister Tourism and Higher Education Temjan Inna Along at Supermarket Dimapur yesterday. 32 stalls are being set up by artisans of all states of Northeast region. The bazaar offers an opportunity to see the unique craftsmanship and skills of various parts of Northeast India at one common platform. The products available include handlooms and handicrafts, jewellery products, metal craft, cane and bamboo products, gift and novelties, among others. The bazaar will end on 16th of this month. As part of Wildlife Week Celebration 2024, the Kohima Forest Division, in collaboration with Naglen Forest Management Project and KFW, observed the Wildlife Week on the theme Wildlife Conservation Through Coexistence by conducting various programs across schools in Kohima. Office of the Range Forest Officer, Kohima Range, Blythe Stragopan Conservation and Breeding Center and Pulia Badze Wildlife Sanctuary organized a nature walk cum exposure visit at Blythe Tragopan Conservation and Breeding Center, Kohima, for students of Ardinam's School, Kohima, yesterday. Meanwhile, drawing competition, painting and quiz were also organized at Trinity School, Government Middle School, Teak Hill, Kohima Village and Government High School, Forest Colony, respectively, on Monday. The winners were awarded with cash and certificates, including consolation prizes. Two filmmakers from Naglen make its presence at the ongoing 29th Busan International Film Festival, Asia's largest cinematic event. Documentary filmmaker Yapang Naro Longkumar and Kekrejazo Michir, award-winning photojournalist and documentary filmmaker, are representing Naglen at the festival. Along with two filmmakers, each from Northeast states, they are part of the contingent from National Film Development Corporation, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. The 27th Interdistrict and State Table Tennis Championship 2024 got underway yesterday at Kohima, organized by the Naglen Table Tennis Association in collaboration with the Ultimate Table Tennis. 12 districts are participating in the 4-day sporting extravaganza. Both men's and women's team are competing for the coveted trophy. Other categories also include open individual category and veterans of different age groups. Grazing, the opening ceremony as the special guest, advisor for youth and sports resources, S. Kyosho Yumchunger, exhorted the athletes for their dedication, commitment, and unyielding passion for table tennis. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.